In this magnificent sunset scene, Bonar uses a backlighting effect to give a simmering intensity to the light of the setting sun, while shielding himself from its direct rays. Some of the trees are treated as large, dark patches, while other areas of the composition are still in the sunlight. This canvas is characteristic of Bonar's taste for light, which became more pronounced in this period. Bonar confessed, to some extent, his admiration of Impressionist painters. In the same way, he depicts a feeling, which is not immediate but reworked in the studio. In such a composition, it is, however, evident that he distances himself from their resolutely objective view of giving colour an entirely different role. In this work, the colours begin to vibrate in the light, foreshadowing the colourful explosion of the years to come. In a similar way to Matisse, Bonar uses vibrant colours in representing the sky, which draws the background of the painting forward. The upper third of the composition is arranged in horizontal stripes. This elegiac view of Lacanet's natural surroundings is an excellent example of Bonar's affection for the area. His great-nephew Antoine Terrasse wrote,
"The countryside around Lacanet is his whole universe. He reproduces and transposes it in every colour, constantly flooded with sunlight, shining like a rare jewel. The colours play together. The new tones are secondary. They are there in response to the painting's requirements, its construction based more and more around colour."